Rush Limbaugh slams The Rock, LeBron James for selling out to China. By Warner Todd Houston on September 29, 2020. Radio talk giant Rush Limbaugh ripped Dwayne The Rock Johnson and LeBron James for selling their souls to China with their political actions. During his Tuesday morning broadcast, Limbaugh ripped Johnson for claiming to be a centrist, yet endorsing Joe Biden for president. Noting that the action star is the highest paid actor in Hollywood, Limbaugh said that Johnson is now working for China and has forsaken the United States. Dwayne Johnson has sold his soul to China, Limbaugh said on Tuesday. It is a fascinating story about who owns this guy and who he really cares about pleasing. Now, he could have been silent. He could have just gone through this campaign and not announced a preference. But he's come out and endorsed Biden, the top talker added. And a lot of people, but, Rush. Dwayne Johnson's always been known as a Republican or conservative. Yes, I know. But not now. The man that Forbes magazine lists as the world's highest paid actor, Dwayne Johnson, has just endorsed Biden for president in a 7-minute video that has been posted to his Facebook profile, Limbaugh explained. Limbaugh went on to note that The Rock's social media exploded with fans who were angry that the actor went from being a somewhat conservative guy to registered independent, and now, seemingly, to the far left. There is 100,000 comments to this guy's video on his Facebook post. 95% of the comments are expressions of anger and feelings of betrayal, Limbaugh said. Johnson obviously doesn't know who his audience is, or maybe he does. Dwayne Johnson's audience, just like LeBron James and all these current pop culture icons, it is the Chi-coms who are paying them. It is the Chi-coms who own them, and it is the Chinese to whom they are loyal, Limbaugh said. Johnson endorsed the Biden-Harris ticket in a video posted to social media on Sunday. During his introduction to a softball interview with the candidates, the actor touted his claims to political independent and centrist ideologies. Rush similarly slammed LeBron James during his discussion about Johnson's endorsement. Dwayne Johnson obviously doesn't know who his audience is, or maybe he does. Dwayne Johnson's audience, just like LeBron James and all these current pop culture icons, it is the Chi-coms who are paying them, it is the Chi-coms who own them, and it is the Chinese to whom they are loyal, Rush said of the pair. The loyalty they have for their pop culture status and their wealth happens to be China. Here's another pull quote from the story: if you're Dwayne Johnson, or LeBron James, or countless other luminaries of sports and screen, you've put that time test and wisdom aside in a mad dash after the Chinese market. Never mind the slow but relentless inertia of history, and the inevitable clash it portends between the United States and China, he concluded. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.